Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. It is Wednesday. This is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live here in the Kia studios. Mike, Bo, Tiff, here hanging out with you. How's everybody feeling this morning?
Good,
everyone's
man.
Everyone's in their screens. I feel like I'm like a parent for a second with everybody's looking at their phone or computer.
Yeah,
the family
it's
table, okay?
Just a little bit of research trying to get through some of the numbers on some of the things that happened yesterday, including the purse for the TGL, which was a lot bigger than I thought it was, and some of the numbers being thrown around in free agency for the NFL.
But wasn't the purse like nine something or whatever?
Yeah, $9 million.
Yeah,
which was
$9 million.
Yeah, nine something. No, I did. I had a devastating moment this morning. To be honest with you guys, man, it. Have you ever like done the thing where you lose a credit card between the console and the seat?
Yes.
In your in like the cab of your truck or car or whatever you're driving these days?
I mean, I think everybody has. I actually found something online for a cheat code for that.
Yeah.
Like there's like a rubber end piece that is designed specifically in between your seat and console. Like it's like the perfect shape.
Yeah.
And it is to literally stop that. And I don't know how I found it, but I found it the other day.
Day-Day
it popped
has.
Up. Day-Day has one. That's probably why it probably his. I was probably too close to in range with my cell phone to his cell phone, and it probably that's why the ad popped on. But it popped on Instagram.
I'm not sure anything would fit between mine. It's very, very slim.
Like, no, it's specifically made for it. Like I looked it up to your point because I was like, there's no way it fits every vehicle, and they have designed it to fit every vehicle.
Well, you know how like when you lose like a credit card down there, you kind of do the hand scissors. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call this. You just use the little crab claw.
My hands are smaller than yours, so I can.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, it's very, very, like, it is, my seat is against my console. So, like, pulling it back, reaching there. Well, this morning I walked out and I took a Pop-Tart out of a wrapper and put it on a paper towel, put it on my center console, and it fell between my seat and my center console.
Oh, the Pop-Tart
thing. Yeah.
I thought you were using the Pop-Tart to get a credit card out.
Well, no. It just, you know, you don't ever start by going, have you ever guys ever dropped a Pop-Tart next to your seat? No, that's, but it
no,
was
I
like, to my
Pop-Tart.
Point, like, you know how you can go down there and grab that's a credit weird. Card with like your, like I said, your little scissor fingers or whatever you want to call it? Trying to do that with a Pop-Tart is impossible. I mean, it just literally just crumbled. So I got a whole situation left in my truck for when I get back out of the car. It's not going to be fun. Yeah.
Unfortunate.
I mean, eating Pop-Tarts in your truck, that's kind of a bad combination.
You don't
right
eat
there.
Your truck?
Rarely.
Really?
It's not that I refuse to. I just
had a Pop-Tart for breakfast?
Yeah.
Do you do anything?
You know what's funny is I bet I haven't had a Pop-Tart in like 6 months. And just straight up, I was like, oh, man, that popped. Like one of my kids had a Pop-Tart yesterday, so it was just sitting on the island. I was like, I'm going to grab that Pop-Tart and eat that this morning. So I just grabbed it, put it on a napkin on the way out. Didn't even have a wrapper on it. Like, I mean, when I put it in the truck, it didn't have a wrapper on it. Yeah, yeah, just straight up, just cleanup mode. Just like you know, human vacuum cleaner sometimes in there. But, yeah, I bet I haven't had a Pop-Tart in 6 months. I was pretty excited about it. And I was like, I'm about to go in on this thing. And there it went, right between my seat and my console.
Did you toast it?
No, I didn't have time for that.
I don't like them toasted. I like them.
What is a toast Pop-Tart?
Lots of people. Yeah, it's not.
It was more about the time efficiency this morning.
It's not like it's been in the refrigerator. It's not like ice cold. It's
cold.
But that's the beauty of it. That icing tastes good. That little frosting inside or whatever the hell it is. The blueberry or whatever. So good.
I don't know. It was time efficiency this morning. I was like, you know, I'm gonna grab my stuff and head out in the car. I'll eat this Pop-Tart on the way. Dude, didn't happen.
But I mean,
devastating.
That's kind of why I don't eat in my truck. I don't eat breakfast. I fast until like 11. And
what's going to happen to your truck when lamb chop is here?
Well, lamb chop.
Wait, not lamb. What is it? Lamb.
This is a song that
pork
never
chop.
Ends.
Pork chop. There we go. Pork chop. My bad.
I'm sure that she'll eat in the truck. And I'm sure the back seat will be a complete debacle. But look, the truck's paid off. It's got like 160,000 miles on it. So it's in... I'm not saying it's done, but I'm saying I've gotten good use and taken care of it to this point. So I mean, it's just one of those deals. Not like it's a, you know, brand new Audi or anything.
Whatever.
High roller over there.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I got to be real with you though, man. I've been in your truck. It doesn't seem like you're that cleanly about it.
No, it's not. But it's not destroyed either. It's not. My truck at this point is something that nothing but maybe grabbing a few gym shirts out of and vacuuming can't handle.
Yeah.
So I do take a little bit of offense to that. It's not like it's a pigsty in there. It's just a couple of hats and shirts in there. I look like I live out of my truck, but I don't, not in a bad way. It's not, you know.
Just food is where you draw the line.
No, I'm not against eating in my truck. I just don't do it. I don't eat a lot of fast food on the go. I don't eat a lot on the go if I don't have to. You know, probably, I'm sure that changes, but my schedule is pretty, you know, football season's when it gets crazy, and I try to eat every free meal during football season I can, so I'll wait to eat on the plane or on the bus or at the stadium or whatever, so I try not to eat in my truck. I mean, that's just a conscious decision. I'd rather eat at home. Like, you know, even if it's fast food, I just try to take it home.
All right, well, let's get some headlines. All right, well, Mike was just talking about the purse for the TGL championship, and take a guess at who won? Who won that big purse? Is the Atlanta team? Yes, the inaugural TGL championship goes to Atlanta Drive, and the team wins $9 million split evenly amongst the four members.
I was watching this, and Atlanta trailed at 1.2-0, and I think it might have been...
Against New York, by the way.
I think it might have even gotten to 3-0, and it was like 3-2, and it got into the solo play, and it was Ricky Fowler versus Billy Horschel, and it's a par 3, and Fowler hits it in the sand, and Horschel hits it long, and it's in the undulation on the green, kind of had the pin in an odd placement, so it was 3-2. They dropped the hammer. Somebody, I don't know which team throws the hammer, but they throw the hammer so the hole's worth two. And I think it was Atlanta.
Yeah, Justin Thomas, I believe. And I think they had to review the hammer throw, which was crazy.
And Shoffel, and then we're like, I don't think he's going to make the putt. And so Fowler chips out, and he gets a roll, and it stops with like maybe a 2-foot putt. Easy putt for a pro golfer. And Horschel is up. And Horschel makes a putt, and it's tracking, and then it starts to go right, and this thing curves in
zigzag
left. And yeah. I tell you, like, it was a phenomenal putt. Horschel goes blank crazy.
Yeah, he went bonkers,
He went, he lost his mind, and then Cantlay has a hell of a chip to get to a close putt. And then it put all the pressure on New York, and they didn't come through. It was a crazy comeback because literally New York control the match for the entirety other than really like maybe the last three or four holes.
Yeah.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought it was really cool. And the way that Horschel reacts, and really his entire team, but Horschel more than others, was just awesome. Like, it was like he had won the Masters or the Ryder Cup or something like that. And in that moment, how cool it was like, to your point, though, the hammer thing that kept coming into play, that was Atlanta's third and final hammer throw. And what timing, man, to be able to sink that putt and throw that hammer, because really, that might have done it for you for the rest of the night if he can't come through with that putt. So, yeah, Billy Horschel sinks it, ends up being, what, $3 million in his pocket after that. And, it was a cool night. It was cool to see Atlanta be able to pull that off.
Yeah, congratulations to owner Arthur Blank. So, an inaugural win going to Atlanta Drive. They're splitting up that $9 million between the four of them.
As somebody... Somebody tweeted me last night and was like, Arthur Blank has two championships now in the city of Atlanta, and neither are the Falcons. And I was like, yeah, man, cool. Thanks for the reminder. Like, I didn't forget that one. But yeah, he's right. It's a good
tell Zeno to shut up.
And actually, it wasn't him. It was one of our good listeners. But he's accurate. I mean, the inaugural one there, the United one, the championship in what, their second year in as far as on the field play. And so we're just 60 years
don't,
in with
don't
the Falcons.
Rain on. Just enjoy the win. How about that? Jalen Green scores 32 points and has 11 boards as the Rockets beat the Hawks 121 to 114. So Dyson Daniels led the Hawks with 19 points, 8 boards, and 10 assists. Also had adding in 4 steals. And Trae Young, 19 points and 12 assists for Atlanta.
The Hawks just couldn't shoot, man. Or for three quarters couldn't shoot. They ended up being 15 of 49 from three. Just couldn't shoot. And Houston running that zone defense they were trying to run. In the fourth quarter and really the end of the third, the Hawks had a nice job kind of dicing in and out of that. And really throughout the game, they did a nice job penetrating the zone defense of Houston. But when they were kicking it back out, couldn't knock down any shots.
Well,
not only that, but they were getting destroyed on the boards. And Houston, like, I don't even know how many second chance points they had.
Well, they got within, 4 points with 7:20 left. But that was after a 17-2 run. And then, Rockets were outscored by the Hawks in the second half by 10 points, but still couldn't pull this one out.
Yeah, it was a game of runs. It was multiple runs by both teams. Trae Young didn't score to halfway through the second quarter, but the real issue was the disparity at the free throw line for me. When one team takes as half as many free throws as the other, it just makes you wonder how this game's being officiated. And the Rockets won by, 7 points, Steph? Well, when the other team makes 13 more free throws than you, that's gonna cost you the game. So it's not, they had struggles, but I don't, where was Danny Hurley at crying about the officiating hair? I mean, this is one where you might have had a case when you shoot 14 more free throws than the other team.
I'm also just curious. I kept looking up multiple times and not seeing Zachary Risacher on the floor for an extended amount of time. Throughout, I guess it was the second quarter, and I couldn't for the life of me figure it out. As well as he's been playing here recently, and as much as you would think a skill set like his is needed against a defense like Houston's, he just wasn't on the floor as much as I thought he'd be. And I literally would have to go back and check his numbers. That's just passing the eyeball test. But I kept being like, where is Risacher? I didn't know if he was dealing with an injury, if there's some kind of minutes limit going on with him, but. Maybe he did something that he shouldn't have done, and this is on the floor, and this is Quinn Snyder trying to say, hey, that's not what we're gonna do. I don't know, but I just know that he's a difference maker and has been for the better part of going on for 3 months now. And I didn't understand why he wasn't on the floor a little bit more last night.